on 1116 SEN. The Run Home with Harf and Marco. For Hyundai Accent, now with free 12 months rego, CTP and stamp duty. And Brother Burger and the Marvellous Brew, South Yarra and Fitzroy.
Harf, you and I both opened up the Herald Sun today and our attention turned to the opinion pieces on page 26. There's an article there by Stephen Trigg, the Carlton CEO. Footy clubs must lead the battle for gender equality. We had a discussion off air and we decided to get Stephen Trigg on for ourselves to have a chat. Stephen, thanks for joining us on Melbourne's Home of Footy.
Hey, Mark, a pleasure. G'day, Daniel.
Hey, Triggy.
Hey, Triggy, you start out on this one by telling us about the Women's League about to start in 2017, but the more I read about it, it seems to me that you found yourself at a football club that probably had a reputation for being a boys' club there for a long, long time. And I reckon there must be one of the key things you've really been strategising about and want to change. Am I reading it right, or is there another motive?
No, reading it absolutely correctly. I mean, in the first place, Mark, it was about, I suppose, detecting a certain cynicism, not just even about our own intention to, step up to the plate with a women's team and help develop pathways for girls into women's footy, but a certain cynicism across the competition or about the competition's intent. And I wanted to straighten that up a little bit and was encouraged to put pen to paper on it, but there is as you say quite rightly, it's a bit loaded in the sense that for Carlton in particular, and obviously that's where I'm at, and I'm saying, well, you know, we can show some leadership with this, and we need to, because for Carlton to grow and for Carlton to lead, it can't have this stigma that, not for all, but for some still exists about, you know, it being a boys' club. It's an unfortunate tag, but in some instances it's real. You know, if we can't shift that, then we're going to be held back as a club. So, it's a bit of that motivation and a bit of the cynicism that I thought was prevailing about the bid.
So, when we look at the issues that Carlton have had as far as getting supporters to turn into members, do the numbers support what you're saying? I mean, is it really a male membership there as well? Are you hoping to change that also?
Well, absolutely we are. I mean, there's a more fundamental issue, though, about what we do right across the club in terms of meaningful engagement with girls and women as supporters, as participants, and as employees. And just, I think it's fair to say that there's some work to be done on all of that. There's a lot of research, plenty of research really, that points to the fact that high performance organisations are diverse. And that includes, of course, you know, gender diverse in respect to making better decisions, being more competitive, ultimately being more profitable. So it's not just about the membership play, Mark. It's about a whole range of really positive outcomes from being better at it. And I suppose really the intent, the very serious intent for us to be able to field a women's team is just the more visible part of that in terms of what we do and our ability to demonstrate leadership in equality and develop some pathways. And if that leads to greater membership, then all the better, obviously, because it has been very low at Carlton, and it's true to say that we need to get it up.
Triggy, part of the article talks about the noise that's been made recently about, Marco mentioned that the Women's League in 2017, also the development of board members, female board members, and that's been widely spread in the news through the last couple of months as well. It is clearly a significant part of the population, and it is an area for huge growth for the AFL, they believe, with the introduction of the league particularly and the support that will get, you would think, through young girls through the game and what that leads to in future. How much of it is, and the cynic here says, how much of it is just a PR spin to try and smooth things over in a very difficult landscape at the moment?
Well, the very point I'm trying to make in that opinion piece this morning is that it's not about PR, it's not about image, it's about reality. And, you know, you ask about the board. Well, at Carlton, it's been, for a while, one female board member in 13. Fast forward a couple of years to today, and it's now 2 in 8. So it's heading in the right direction, and some other clubs have made greater advancements in that regard. So we're heading in the right direction there, and with our staffing levels and the like. But there's a whole range of other initiatives throughout the club that that we're undertaking as well. But no, Half. It's not about window dressing. It's not about imagery. It's about reality and getting better outcomes for the club. And look, I think the simplest thing sometimes to get hold of is it's about growth. It's about our ability as a club to grow. And it's not, there's no image in all that. It's that's about reality.
Can I ask you then, as a history lesson for me, and I'm sure for many listeners who are tuning in at the moment, you've been involved in footy clubs for a long time now at senior executive levels. Have you seen through this, and just on that your point there, have you seen through the last 5-10 years more women apply to be members of boards of footy clubs? Because 1 in 13 was a really low number, as you said, but were there many trying to be involved in the board that had been rejected for many varying reasons?
It's a good question, and it's I find it hard to be really definitive about that. The phrase you use there is about applying. I'm not sure I can quantify any increase in application per se. Mm. But what I would say is that there is, well, it's obvious, isn't it, that there is a move towards having greater female representation on boards across the competition. I sat on the Adelaide board for 13 years, and it's only in the last couple of years at that time that there were any females on that board, and that, I have to say, is reasonably, I generalise here, but reasonably common across the competition. It's shifted a lot. I think the bottom line with that is it's shifted a lot in the last 2, 3, 4 years.
It's interesting, Steve, that this is coming on now, because Jenny Pratt's such a figure now at the Carlton Football Club, and I'm trying to rack my brain. I think she's the only real female figure I can think of at the footy club for a long time. There were pictures of her at the family day that you've just had. And she was as much the story as Cripps was, to tell you the truth, on the news, which is interesting.
Yeah, well, it is, isn't it? And I mean, all power, all credit to Jean, who's done a wonderful job at Carlton. The whole family has, as everyone knows, over such a long period of time. So now, Jean's contribution continues to be enormous and highly valued. But just to expand that out a little bit, one of the really, we've changed, a lot of things have changed at Carlton, as you guys know, in the last 12 or 18 months. One of the very positive changes for us in helping to lead the broader change that we're looking for and to establish our leadership in this way is the appointment of Kate Jenkins as the Equal Opportunity Commissioner in a day job, but to our board. And you know, I have to say, guys, it's really, in a short time on the board, it's very significant and very influential. So I'm really looking forward to working with her and Jeannie in all of that.
Stephen, it's good to read about it today, and we wish you well in 2016 with the whole program.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the golf.
Good on you. Stephen Trigg there, the Carlton CEO.